When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast where your artificial friends.
Well, welcome back, friends. I'm Andy Chanley, and after a month off to play with those kids at KCSN here in Southern California, I'm back at it with Andy's Almanac, and today, oh my goodness, we examine the 500-year-old question, what's the center of our solar system? And spoiler, I don't think it's me. It's historically a great day for Hitler. And we reveal the happiest girl in the whole USA. Once again, it's not me. Let's fire up that almanac. Welcome to Andy's Almanac. I'm Andy Chanley, and this is a brief look at everything that ever happened to anybody on this date. It's Monday, February 26, 2018, and this is what the past has taught us.
Galileo's head was on the block. The crime was looking up the truth.
Today's the day in 1616 that the Roman Catholic Church's Inquisition slams astronomer Galileo Galilei with an injunction for his belief that the Earth revolves around the Sun instead of the other way around. Now, Galileo doesn't come up with that idea of heliocentrism. Copernicus does that 100 years earlier, but the Catholic Church says it's heresy. And from this day, Galileo is forbidden to hold, teach, or defend heliocentric beliefs.
How long till my soul gets it right? Did any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight.
16 years later, he's old and he doesn't give a flip, so he publishes a heliocentric paper that scientists love and agree with, but causes the church to say, heresy, once again, and they place Galileo under house arrest until he dies. Now then, let's be fair, the Catholic Church later admits it was totally wrong about Galileo. They admit it over 350 years later in 1992, but better late than never, yeah?
H-I-T-L-E-R, driving down the streets in the fancy car, said H-I-T-L-E-R.
The name is A, and I'm back in command, because I'm the illest Fuhrer representing Deutschland.
What a busy day historically for Adolf Hitler. Today in 1924, he goes on trial for trying to pull off a coup d'etat in Munich. It's known as the Beer Hall Putsch, or Beer Hall Thrust, and he's found guilty of treason for it. But it ends up doing him some favors. First, he only spends like 9 months in jail. And second, it makes him a household name in Germany. Third, it gives him some free time in prison to dictate Mein Kampf to fellow prisoner Rudi Hess.
The SS on my jacket stands for super smooth.
H-I-T-L-E-R. And fourth, it makes him realize that he can take over the country without a coup. Wonder how that turns out.
Da, da, da.
Now, skipping ahead, does this song make you want to buy a Volkswagen? They borrowed it to sell some in the late 90s, but today is the day in 1936 that Hitler introduces the Ferdinand Porsche-designed People's Car, or Volkswagen. And if you thought VW's violations of the Clean Air Act over the last decade are the darkest spot on their record, I'll tell you that they admit 20 years ago that VW used 15,000 slaves from the Arbeitsdorf concentration camp to build their cars during World War II. Now, I don't know what Fahrvergnügen means, but I'm pretty sure that's not how you achieve it.
It's April 21st, and everybody knows today is Earth Day.
Well, actually, everybody knows April 22nd is when Earth Day is now, John Easdale of Dramarama. But I think I may know where your wires got crossed, John. On this day in 1971, United Nations Secretary General U Thant signs a proclamation making March 21st, the vernal equinox, Earth Day.
What are we doing here?
But Wisconsin Democratic Senator Gaylord Nelson, great name, holds a teach-in a month later on April 22nd, and that's the date that sticks. In fact, he later gets the Presidential Medal of Freedom for it. All right, let's bound through the decades a little. Today is the day in 1973 that Donna Fargo cleans up at the Academy of Country Music Awards with this song. She wins 6 useless trophies for it. Oh, I kid the ACMs. Besides, Merle Haggard is named top male vocalist that year, so they must know something over there at the Academy. And they hold the ceremony right down here in Southern California at Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park. Jumping ahead exactly 10 years to this date in 1983, Michael Jackson's Thriller LP hits the top of the charts and stays at number one for 37 weeks straight. That's till November, man.
At this hour, more than 500 rescue workers are there on the scene of a massive underground explosion that ripped through the World Trade Center just after noon today, killing 5, injuring at least 300.
And exactly a decade past that, this is the date in 1993 that the first World Trade Center bombing takes place, where a truck bomb explodes in the parking garage, killing 6 and injuring over 1,000. It's the deadliest act of terrorism on American soil up until then. Changing gears, I think we all hope we don't see a repeat of what happened 1 year ago tonight.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry. No, there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. This is not a joke.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
It's a snafu surrounding the Best Picture Award for the Academy Awards last year. This year's Oscars are in 6 days. And finally, a couple of rock and roll birthdays.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Fats Domino is born 90 years ago today. Two questions for you. What's his real name? Antoine. Antoine Dominique Domino Jr. And second, alive or dead? He's dead. He passed away 4 months ago. And last but definitely not least.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. The man in black. Here's my friend Andy Chandler.
My hero, Johnny Cash, born today in 1932. You know, it's funny. I always thought I might get the chance to meet Tom Petty and thank him for the support he gave Johnny Cash's recordings in the 1990s. But now that's never going to happen either. Great ones are going. We miss you, Johnny.
Tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm going to break. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run.
And that is Andy's Almanac for Monday, February 26, 2018. Any copyrighted material remains sole property. The copyright holder appears only for scholarship, criticism, news reporting, parody, or satire. I want to thank my real friends and podcast partners, Sam Farmer, Larry Morgan, and Josh Fligger. And we'll all join you soon on Your Artificial Friends.